Welcome to the Mindful Moments for Families and Schools podcast. This is Kelly Winkler, your host. If you are a parent or a teacher who would like to have a more peaceful, calm, and centered environment, then you are in the right place. In this podcast, we will learn to weave yoga and mindfulness into your daily routines to help both you and your children be able to regulate your emotions, feel connected, and be resilient. I'm excited to share these incredible tools with you, so let's get started. Welcome back to Mindful Moments for Families and Schools. This is Kelly. On this Mindful Monday episode, I wanted to talk about transitions. Whenever there's transitions, it can be difficult for many families. Many children struggle with the small transitions that happen on a daily basis. The transition from school to home, or the transition from playtime to mealtime, and so many others that happen throughout the day. Then we have the big transitions that happen, like one that's coming up, the transition from the school year coming to an end and going into summer break beginning. So I'm recording this episode in May, and this is the time that many families are getting ready to make this transition. So I thought this would be a great time to talk about things that we can do to help ease the stress and discomfort of this change. As the school year comes to an end, this can be a time of lots of different emotions for all of us. I know that I have a mixed bag of feelings every time during this same time each year. I'm excited for the more relaxed, slower pace of summer and the chance of quality time with my family, vacations. I'm also sad for the close of another school year and the end of relationships with teachers that my children have grown close to. I also feel anxious when my children begin new summer camps, or now that I have teenagers, new jobs. And I feel overwhelmed at juggling my work schedule and the new summer schedules. So lots of different emotions happening at this time for me, and I'm sure for many others. And I know that my children often feel the same mixed feelings during this time of year. Every year, my daughter would be so excited for summer. Then in the last week of school, I would see her start to struggle with sadness. Without fail, all through elementary school, she would come off the bus on the last day of school with tears streaming down her face. She was so sad to leave her teacher, and she was really anxious about who her teacher would be the following year. Would she like her? Would it be the same kind of relationship that she had with the past year's teacher? Many feelings come up during transition times, especially this time of the ending school year to the beginning of summer. So many kids feel this internal struggle and conflicting emotions where they feel happy and excited for summer vacation, right? Everybody's always thinking this is supposed to be such a fun time, but then they can feel confused because they can also be feeling sad or be feeling anxious and many different feelings. So how can we help guide our children through this transition? The first step, I really think, is to start talking about the feelings and the fact that we might have a lot of different feelings happening at the same time. And then make it more concrete for them. So talk about things like, have them bring up what were their favorite things from the past school year? What did they love about their classroom? What did they love about their teacher? And then have them acknowledge their feelings around those things and talk about what they're going to miss next year, what might feel different next year, and how they feel about that. And then talk about what they're looking forward to for the summer. Again, name those feelings that they're having about thinking about summer vacation and the exciting things that are coming up, like vacations. Or maybe they're going to be nervous to start a new camp, or happy about seeing family, but maybe they're feeling sad because one of their best friends is traveling for the entire summer. There can be a mix of so much happening, and we want our kids to be able to talk about and be able to accept all of those emotions happening and let them know that it's okay if they feel different emotions all at the same time. things that can help them to process this can be doing things like journaling, or for the younger kids, drawing pictures. Maybe they could draw a picture of their classroom or a fun thing that they did with their classmates and the teacher this year that was a fun memory. They can even create a whole memory board with pictures and little written anecdotes or stories about things that occurred during the year so that they can remember what happened throughout that school year and all the joy that they had. If we can help our children to acknowledge the feelings that they're having, then it can be a lot less confusing for them. And then therefore they can accept how they feel, which can lead to a lot less struggle through the transition. So talking about those feelings, letting them acknowledge them, letting them do some creative stuff to help remember the positive things, and really just allow all those feelings to come is one step. And then if your child is feeling anxious about some new things that are coming up, that can really increase the struggle through a transition. So maybe they're starting a new camp, or maybe they're already thinking ahead if they're starting a new school the following school year, and they might already be thinking about leaving the school where maybe they've been for the past several years and they feel comfortable and having to transition to that new school year. So that can be causing them some anxiety. So let's be mindful about what they may be feeling anxious about, and then help them through that by taking away some of the unknown in that scenario. So what I mean by that is allow as much exposure to that new thing as possible. So maybe you can go to that camp location and walk around the camp, outside the camp, and point out some things in nature that you might see that can become familiar to them. Point out some areas like the playground or different spots that might look like are going to be fun for them during their camp experience. Just kind of familiarize them with the environment can really help to diminish the anxiousness when they arrive there to actually start the camp. Also, maybe you can find out if there's some kids who are going to be attending that same camp, maybe that they already know, so that can help them to feel comfort. Or maybe you can introduce them to some new friends who will be attending with them if you can find out that information. It might also be helpful, if it's at all possible, to introduce them to some of the staff at the camp. You can even practice your routine of arriving at the camp. So practice driving and point out some things along the way to familiarize them with the route on the way to camp. And then when you arrive to the location, do this like a week ahead of time and show them where they'll be going in and kind of what they'll be doing first. Maybe there's going to be a spot that they're going to be lining up. Just kind of familiarize them with the process of the morning routine of drop off and then maybe the afternoon pickup routine. Whatever you can, whatever information you can give them is going to be helpful to take away some of that unknown, right? Because we know that lots of anxiety comes from the unknown. So if we can take away some of those unknowns, that can really help our children to feel less anxious throughout that transition of starting something new. This is also really helpful, not for just starting a new camp, but for starting a new school year. At the end of the summer, I always did this with my daughter. I would try to make sure that she interacted with some of the kids that were going to be in her new class. I would try to see if she could meet her teacher, because she was very, very anxious about starting the new school year always. So I would reach out to the school counselor and see if we could set up, especially if it was going to be a new school for her, if we could set up a tour of the school a week or two before school started, if there was a possibility that she could meet her teacher at all, or if she couldn't meet her teacher in person, could her teacher possibly send her a note? Any kind of interaction would help her decrease her anxiety because she would feel a little bit more familiar about where she was headed that first day of school. So keep that in mind. Also, although summer can be a time of less structure for a lot of families, and a lot of families don't really want to have a set schedule, I think that if you're a family that struggles with this transition, I think some sort of routine is helpful. Now, I'm definitely not one for extreme structure, especially during the summer. I like it to have a little bit more of a flow, go with the flow kind of feeling, and a little bit more relaxed. But I'm talking about having some type of routine that offers some structure, but also offers the flow and flexibility that you might want to have for the summer. But you want your children to kind of know what to expect each day. So, for example, if they're going to be going to camp in the morning, say, and then they're going to come home and they're going to have lunch, and then you're going to kind of have a more open-ended afternoon, you still may want to have options for them for the afternoon. And this might mean that they're allowed a certain amount of time on electronics, and a certain amount of time is going to be for reading, and a certain amount of time for outside play or for getting together with friends and for doing chores, whatever that might be that you want to include in their afternoon schedule. You don't have to do those in the same order every day. And actually, I suggest that you don't do that. You don't make it super structured. You make it a little bit more open-ended and relaxed, but they also know what are going to be the options of what are going to be included in my afternoon so that they know what to expect. And then have some kind of system, whether that be you have something on the bulletin board where they can be moving a clip around or checking things off on a checklist once they've done their reading or whatever activities they might be included in their afternoon. And I like this because this gives children a little bit of independence in what they're going to do in the afternoon and with their schedule. And it also allows them to have some ownership of how they're spending their time and what they're using their energy for. And this is a really important concept for kids to learn. And I think starting early is really a great idea, because by the time they get to the teenage years, where they are becoming a little bit more independent and you're not so on top of them with their schedule, then they've learned to sort of navigate this world of figuring out a schedule that works for them and figuring out where they want to put their energy and what they should kind of do first and what's important to them and how they want to spend their time. It's a really important skill for kids to learn. And having this type of routine with a little bit of relax and flow to it and giving your child some independence and ownership over that is a really great way to teach them this life skill. So as we approach this transition to summer, I want you to just keep in mind, just have compassion for both you and your child. Transitions are hard. They bring up lots of emotions for many people and often anxiousness. So be proactive and prepare by doing some of the tips that I mentioned, and talk about what's coming up with your child and talk about the feelings and all of that. But most importantly, remember, take a pause, and in the tough moments, just try to remember to connect with your child and yourself. I hope that this is helpful for all of you and that you are looking forward to your summer, and this helps you ease into that summer routine in the best way possible for your family. I will be back on Thursday with another interview. So see you all then. Thank you for joining me on my mission to spread peace and joy by introducing children and families to the power of yoga and mindfulness. I could not achieve this goal without all of you listening and trying these tips with the kids in your life. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, please subscribe and leave me a review. If you would also suggest this podcast to parents and teachers, I would be so grateful. If you would like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Mindful Moments for Families and on Facebook at Kidding Around Yoga with Kelly. For more information on my offered programs, such as yoga classes for children and adults, workshops and professional development, and corporate chair yoga, visit my website at kiddingaroundyoga.com/Kelly. I'll see you all here on our next episode, but in the meantime, remember, take a deep breath.